Missouri Net News is presented by the Missouri Lottery. Tuesday's Mega Millions jackpot is an estimated $333 million. Play today.
I'm Elisa Nelson. Governor Nixon will sign tomorrow a bill that adds advertising sex with a victim of trafficking to the state's definition of the felony crime of trafficking. Bill sponsor Elijah Haar of Springfield says eliminating advertising makes it harder for traffickers to find customers for their victims. Haar chairs a task force on trafficking and said this bill is only a first step in its work.
The committee will have more meetings this year. We're planning to do the more later on this summer and fall, and so we'll probably identify a few more. We'll have to put together a report this year, report back to the assembly. So that's going to be something that will continue to roll out.
Haar said future efforts will look for money in the state budget for homes that support survivors of trafficking to expunge prior prostitution convictions for victims and to post the national trafficking hotline at workplaces. University of Missouri Interim President Mike Middleton says Mizzou will work hard to get off the American Association of University Professors' censure list. The association's decision is in response to the Board of Curators' firing of former professor Melissa Click.
The board decided to do what it did. The AAUP, I'm not surprised that they censured us. I don't think that what the university did had anything to do with Dr. Click's academic freedom, and the AAUP couched their sanction in those terms, but they have a job to do themselves.
Click was caught on camera calling for, quote, some muscle to keep a student journalist away from protesters on the Columbia campus last fall. And much of Missouri will continue to see high temperatures and heat indices this week. A Kansas City man has been charged in the 2015 death of a transgender person. 27-year-old Luis Sanchez is accused of running over Tamara Dominguez last year. A witness told police that the driver ran over the victim, backed up, and drove over the victim again. Sanchez claimed Dominguez tried to rob him. He disappeared and was later tracked down in Colorado. A Kansas City man says he was robbed and shot in the foot last night by a man who tried to sell him an AK-47 assault weapon. The gunman is still at large. The victim's condition is unknown. A man already in prison for 15 years of sexually abusing two girls in Southwest Missouri's Lawrence County has been sentenced to another 15-year term for molesting a boy in Jasper County. James Tyler admitted prosecutors had enough evidence to convict him on a charge of child molestation. He'll serve the latest 15-year term at the same time as his earlier sentence. This is Missouri Net News.